So visual thinking strategies is a research-based methodology of engagement that with art that develops critical thinking skills. And it's based on, it's a very simple premise. It's based on three questions. And so the facilitator, which might be you or me or a docent with a class of students or adults, it doesn't matter, would ask basically three questions, would supplement those questions. But the three questions are, what's going on? What's going on in this photograph? And that's where people, the responses will say, you know, there's a road that's leading to the distance and there's trees, you know, around, and it's nighttime. The follow-up question is, what do you see that makes you say that? And that provides the evidence-based observations. I think it's nighttime, I'm looking at this photo, I think it's nighttime because the sky is dark and I see that the street lamps are illuminated and there's shadows cast by the trees. Mm-hmm. And then the follow-up question is, what else do you see? And so that encourages them to take an even deeper look into the photograph. Because the simple act of looking is something that you and I, you know, and many people take for granted. It's a skill, you know. What we see is not everything. We don't all see the same thing, you know. Mm-hmm. I look at this and these trees in the foreground pop out to me, but someone else looking at this photograph might look at the wall over here to the right. And the more you have those discussions, the more you see the photograph, because everyone's seeing something different. And so those group discussions are really crucial to help you see, but then also to help you interpret and to provide that evidence. While those discussions are happening, you're also teaching tolerance, because you're teaching that there's value for multiple opinions. And so while everyone might have a different opinion about what's going on in the photograph, all those opinions are valid because we're all looking at the same thing. We might all be seeing different things in it, though. And so that right there is another lesson, that we can both be looking at the exact same thing and see two different things. This was an eye-opener for my medical school students, by the way. I would have them pair up in front of a work, in front of a photograph, and they would each come up with their own interpretation about what was going on. It was usually a narrative photograph where there was a story, something being played out. But they couldn't talk to each other about what they thought was going on, and so they would write it down. And then they would share those interpretations. And they were amazed at how different they could be. Which made them wonder, if they could come up with such wildly different interpretations about a photograph, imagine if they had the same set of data with a patient, how different their diagnoses could be as well with the same set of data. So there's life lessons in there, just in that simple engagement. Mm-hmm.